Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Time for a bonus guided meditation. We're tackling a big subject, holding grudges. Is it possible to drop your grudges? Is it possible to forgive, maybe even forgive yourself? For some of us, this can feel almost insurmountable, maybe straight up impossible. But forgiveness is a skill, something you can practice. And we're going to do it today via the meditation teacher, Diana Winston. She's been teaching mindfulness since 1999. She's the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. She's written a bunch of books, including The Little Book of Being, Practices and Guidance for Uncovering Your Natural Awareness. She's also a popular teacher over on the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and this is a meditation for when you want to try to forgive another person. Forgiveness is a process. We really need to keep this in mind, and it definitely doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes people have done things that have been very harmful to us, and there are very good reasons why we haven't forgiven them. But there may be a time in your life where you feel like you want to forgive. So you can use this meditation, but take it very slowly and gently, really listening into your body and mind as you do it. Don't pick the hardest person in your life to practice with. Start with a relatively easy or moderate situation or person and then go from there. This is really important. So let's get started. Find yourself in a comfortable position for meditation. And close your eyes or keep them open as you wish. Back upright, but not rigid or tight. It's helpful to start with a few breaths to get us settled. Notice what's happening in your mind as you consider doing this meditation. Are you feeling nervous? Feeling interested, curious? Just notice whatever is here. And see if there's someone who's popped into your mind, someone you'd really like to practice forgiveness with. Remember, not the hardest person. As you bring them to mind, you can recall the thing that they did that may have hurt you or hurt people you care about. Remember what it was they did and notice how you're feeling inside as you think of that. Contraction, fear, regret, anger, blame. Remember that forgiving someone doesn't mean forgetting what they did. And it definitely doesn't mean condoning their actions. It also doesn't mean passivity. You would never knowingly allow this to happen again if you had the ability. Let's try some phrases. May I open to forgiving you? May I one day open to forgiving you? May I consider the possibility of one day forgiving you? May I forgive you? Does So you can repeat these phrases, find the ones that make sense to you, the ones you connect with for your situation. This meditation can be intense, so please give yourself whatever space you need to decompress as we bring it to a close. We can always come back to this practice again and again. Remember, forgiveness is a process. It's not easy. It takes time, but it's absolutely powerful, completely worth it. Whenever you're ready, take a breath or two and open your eyes or end the meditation. Thanks for practicing with me. See you again.
Thanks to Diana. We'll be right back here on Monday. We're going to do something a little different, very interesting. We're going to get a kind of Hinduism 101. We talk about Buddhism a lot on this show, but haven't done much Hinduism. So that's coming up on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.